And the person can say a few things. If they are going a little negative, then use the takeaway. Well, I'm not sure if this is going to be a fit for you. That releases the pressure. Well, I can appreciate that. I'm not sure if this is going to be a fit for you. I agree with you. I agree with that comment. I'm not sure if this is going to be a fit for you. You can take it away a little bit and let him go, well, I didn't say that. See, gently take it away. So, Joe, is this something you think you can sink your teeth into? So, Joe, do you think this is something you can get your hands around? The most important part of the meeting after the meeting is your posture. Your posture will be determined by your pillars of belief, the six basic beliefs, and the intentions. That will determine your posture. If you know these phrases down and you have your proper posture, the energy in that meeting after the meeting is going to be beautiful. There's a few ways you can answer some questions, by the way, which sometimes are very effective. One way is answering a question with a question. And that one question that you answer questions with is, why is that? Well, I'm not sure if I'll have enough time to get involved. I can appreciate that. Why is that? Let them defend their question. Well, I'm not sure if I would like the meetings. Why is that? Let them defend the question. So you can always answer a question with a question by having in your arsenal, why's that? When you ask why's that, you get people to clarify their objection. And it's incredibly powerful to use. Sometimes people say, well, I'm not, some people say something as stupid as this. Well, I'm not too sure. And what do? Start talking. Somebody says, well, I'm not too sure. You'll start talking. Try to impress them with what you know and how much you know. If somebody says to me, well, I'm not too sure, I'll say, what are you not too sure about? Because I don't understand what he's saying. I don't understand what the issue is. So I'm going to have to ask him, what are you not sure about? Now he's going to defend it. He's going to clarify it. And sometimes by him trying to clarify it, he comes to the realization that, no, he actually is sure. He wouldn't mind getting in. Answering questions with a question. Another way you can respond, which is advanced, and it shouldn't be used too often, but it's fun to have in your quiver as another arrow, is the repeating the question back to the person. Watch this. This is fun sometimes when you're playing and have nothing else to do. Guy says, well, I don't know. I think the membership dues are kind of high. You could simply say, why's that? Let him defend it. Let him convince you why they're high. Instead of you trying to convince him that they're not high. Do you understand? I think the membership dues are high. Really? Why's that? That's fun. Now the guy doesn't know what to do. Here's another way to do that that's even funner. Again, sometimes it's just for play. I think the membership dues are too high. The membership dues are too high? Boom. Your turn. You just threw it right back in his court, didn't it? Didn't you? He's gotta now defend. It's his turn to talk. It's fun sometimes, yeah, it really is. So answering questions with questions or throwing the question back. But generally speaking, when you're in the meeting after the meeting, first and foremost, you want to ask them some leading opening questions. What did you like best? What excited you the most? What do you think? How you feel about it? Do you think you have any interest? And get them to talk a little bit.